Get the best experience of customer service and maintenance of your Rorick Advantage at the Service Center on West Liberty Avenue.
Visit RorickHonda.com for all of your vehicle needs and check out our blog posts, which usually are about driving or parking or John having road rage in Pittsburgh. And now we start the Ajagov podcast from Scott's house South Park.
Yeah, we'll just say that It's live on Facebook and we don't want people showing up to eat our Ernie Ritchie sausage and take Scott's prizes.
And it's People's Gas Porch Tour Stop number one.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word jagoff is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
Here's how Pittsburghers define a word jagoff. When someone cuts you off on a parkway.
Jagoff!
Or someone scares the out of you.
Yeah, jagoff!
Or it's a term of endearment.
How you been, jagoff?
This is Mark Madden.
Hi, this is Larry Richard.
Hey, it's Rick Sivak.
Hi, this is Greg Brown.
I am Tyler Kennedy.
This is Antonio Holmes.
And this is the Jagoff Podcast.
John and Rachel, this is the Ajagov Podcast. If you're listening for the very first time, we appreciate it. You would subscribe and maybe even go say something nice over on iTunes or wherever you can make a comment. So,
if you have nothing nice to say, don't.
Yeah.
That's all
Right.
You can message us just on how to be better. On the blog, John Chamberlain?
Well, I was going to say, we also appreciate if you listen to us on Q92.9 every Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. for Ajagov. On cue, where we tell Pittsburgh stories, as you always say.
Pickles and Giggles, out of the gate. Huge event. John and I have been tasked with actually helping produce this with the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership. Pickles and Giggles is back. They were here last year with a ton of different comedians. But this year, to kind of keep the tradition going, we thought, let's keep it small. Let's keep it simple. But let's kick off Picklesburg with Pickles and Giggles. So we're calling it a PG-13 event because it's Pickles and Giggles, PG, $13 for tickets. It doesn't get any better than that. It's Colin Chamberlain, head. Headlining. He lives in New York now, and Ray Zawadny, who also lives in New York. They're coming home to do a fun hometown little thing, and tickets again are $13 right there at the Playhouse at Point Park University. So we're really excited for that. That's Thursday, July the 20th, and then come see us at Picklesburg, July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, where we execute the pickle juice drinking contest. It's loads of fun, I would say.
Do not throw up on us if you're one of them.
We wear shields just in case.
Right.
Also, front row for fireworks. You really did.
Yeah, we wrote a Jagoff blog post about people who try to get in the front row for fireworks. Do they not understand that the fireworks are in the air?
I know, but you did that because you were one of the people who pulled up on 65 to get.
But I didn't cut in front of anybody.
Okay.
I didn't cut.
Fair enough.
Right. So
fair enough.
People, fireworks are in the air. You don't have to have the front row.
We also jagged around with Chef Alvarez, which is hysterical because I know when John put these notes together, he voiced a texted. Here's how I know. It said jagging around with Jeff Alvarez. And I was like, his name's not Jeff. So I changed it. It's Chef Alvarez, Andrew Alvarez over at Swickley Sweetwater Center for the Arts. It's a fantastic place, and they have some great culinary opportunities that you need to check out. And it was a fun video to do.
Yeah, little video as well for the De Doodlem lunch. De Doodlem launch. Oh, my God, I just read it wrong.
We had lunch at De Doodlem. Yeah.
Which is this cool thing. It's going to be here in Pittsburgh for 8 weeks down at the Backyard, which is off of Fort Duquesne Boulevard right next. Turn right at the Goodyear store, and it's super
cool.
Right
there.
We'll just tell you, you go look at the video on our blog, but really go down there, pay the money to go see it. And while you're going through it, you may hear a couple of voices that you know because we've been asked to narrate the silent disco kind of track.
Yeah, we're pretty excited for that. Yeah.
All right. So
tell us who your friend is.
So Scott Lewis, grab a microphone there. Scott, thank you for being. Let's see. I think how we got to this point is that last year you applied to have a porch, take your porch in, but you got in too late. So you're like, when is this starting? And so here you are. You're first
you
on the roster.
You were early this year. That's how you got in.
Right.
No, here's how you got in. You have a gorgeous porch. So if someone wants to know, how does this even work out? We saw your pictures and we're like, oh my God, it's absolutely gorgeous. Describe, like, what was the impetus behind this?
So we used to have a deck up here.
Okay.
And it was ugly.
Okay.
And a friend of mine was coming over. They were going to do some work, put a sidewalk in. And her name is Corey Prinovich, and she's the one that designed all this for us. And she said, Scott, she goes, this isn't going to work. I had water going up into the house. She said, she came up with a design. She goes, trust me, you just pay me and I'll get it done. So she was the one to design the wall. She put in the water feature for us. We weren't expecting that. We were actually going to do a wall the whole way around. And she said, no, we're going to do a water feature there.
Okay.
She put in the concrete pad. It's stamped concrete. It's antiqued. So And unfortunately, sometimes the birds like to sit in the trees above us because we have a lot of. So we got to take care of that.
But you pointed out that there was a live frog in there, bigger than my hand.
Yeah, our friend Harold.
Oh, there's two. Wait, two. Do you want to come on over? Oh, no. Oh, okay.
And Harold is actually named by one of our good friends, Michelle Klingensmith. She said, that looks like a Harold last year, so. And he stayed
Harold,
all along.
There you go.
There you go, yeah. Harold. So,
We have a new frog. Henrietta on, and Harold.
Oh,
look, come on.
I'm going to shame you into this. Come on. Come on.
So these are our homeowners. And while Scott's wife comes on over, is it Lynn?
Yes.
Lynn. And it so Lynn,
Courtney,
come on
he remembered
in.
Lynn.
Right, Jen. And so anyways, you get prizes. So first of all, thanks for joining our porch tour. As you know, we're raising funds and items for Zachary's mission. Zachary's mission puts these Zach packs together in honor of Zachary, who passed away before getting home from the hospital. And this is to help families who have extended stays. And the folks
in hospitals. Yeah.
What Rob and Patricia noticed when Zachary was in the hospital was that they didn't have shampoo, toothpaste. They would get what they got from the hospital, whatever. So in honor of Zachary, they put these Zach packs together, which now all the nursing staff and the hospital social workers know that when the family's in there for a long stay, they should maybe have a Zach pack dropped off. So you guys, we will not show what you've collected because this is porch tour number one, stop number one, and we don't want the other competitors to see what you've collected because that would be cheating on their behalf. They're like, oh, we have to get one more gift card than that. Anyways, in the meantime, because you're doing all that, we give you prizes.
So there you go.
Thank you so much.
Some things are frozen because the ice cream from Cookie Ice Cream is starting to melt, and the All Things Empanadas were starting to de-thaw. So we were like, get these in your freezer. But this is the least we could do, and we love to patron small businesses, so we thought this was the perfect opportunity.
So you get something from Cookie Ice Cream. You'll get in the mail, you get something from Mary Mac Bakehouse, these homemade pancake mixes and muffin mixes. Ooh. You get tickets to the Irish Festival, which happens later this
year. September. Yep.
Dryer Vent Wizard gave you a little box. Yeah. And All Things Empanadas.
There's a
Rachel
dryer
said.
In here. You didn't even know it.
Yeah. Oh,
you open it and it pops out. It's
you just put your shirt in there and
is
shake
it. Is it dehydrated?
Yes. I couldn't think of the word. Yes, that's exactly it. It's like a chia pet.
John, why didn't we think of that years ago? We wouldn't be doing this today. We'd be retired.
Chia pet dryer vent, yeah. So, yes, all the wonderful goodies. Spectrum Fudge, Cookie Ice Cream. So, we're happy to be
and
here.
And you got some Jagoff coffee.
Listen,
awesome.
You will love it.
Awesome.
Tell us what we can expect out here. Do you guys host all the time? Are you the house that people come to?
Sometimes. Yeah, we do. We're pretty good. We have our most of the friends we have here, they're all baseball friends. Since they're 7 years old, our kids have played baseball together. So we were formed a really tight bond of a good group of people, great parents, great kids. And so we go to different houses all the time. Like during football season, three or four times a year we go to someone's house for the football game, and we'll just order pizza and wings and that for that kind of stuff.
Eat and drink.
Okay.
You know, typical.
That's what it's all about, right?
Typical Pittsburgh stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's very cozy because I feel like it is Pittsburgh, but it looks rural because of the very high trees back here and your little pond and Harold and what is it?
Henrietta.
Harold and Henrietta. Yeah.
Well, when we bought the house, too, almost
1999.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, and that's one thing we liked about it is that our neighbors aren't right backed up against us. Cookie cutter type thing.
Sure, sure.
And they got a lot of room back there.
Sure.
And, there used to be a play set up there for whenever Brandon was young, swings
and
that.
Sandbox.
Okay.
And we loved the backyard was the selling point of the house. For
yeah,
us.
I bet.
Okay.
And then, I had this great idea about building this deck and. That was
and it was ugly. We heard
no. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful first.
Okay.
Beautiful this day, but
hey, we all are at some point in our day.
Who says that? Like, this is why I need to be here for balance.
Yeah.
So, you guys are in the South Park area. You know, Rachel from the North Hills, me West Hills, kind of grew up, but. For those that,
come on, John, you're from McKees Rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Right. So we want to know, Yinzers never cross a bridge, let alone two bridges to go anywhere. If they come out to South Park to hang out with you guys, if we're not at your porch, where are you taking us? Where's our pizza?
Yeah,
where's
are your
our,
staples?
Yeah.
What's so great about South Park? Well, you better sell me on it because I'm not a big South person.
Well, if you want a great fish sandwich, we'd go to Doritos.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. best anywhere.
Is that like all the time or during Lent? Are you
all
Lent
the, all
only?
The time.
Okay,
cool. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And pizza, I got to put a shout out to Luciano's in Bethel Park. Tim Cross is the owner. I've known since I was
okay.
5-6 years old. He made a really nice donation to Zachary's mission.
Oh,
so
okay.
I got to put a good pun in for him. And
yeah.
Best pizza ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a pasta salad.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Amazing.
All
right.
Is there a bakery, bar? Where's your watering hole?
As a can, like...
Backyard, usually backyards or a
okay.
bar.
Yeah,
in our age,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Like backyards,
yeah.
People's houses.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so easy to just
who
do it in your backyard.
Who wants to button their pants?
Right.
Like, yeah. You could just sit in your backyard. No one knows
that's
what's
funny.
Going on. It's perfect.
Plus, there are no fights there.
Yeah.
Right?
You just yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, you know.
You can be as loud as you want.
There you go.
I like it.
Yeah.
And you know what? The best part about that is it doesn't close.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Stay
there you
out
go.
Until 3 a.m.
I, like, yeah,
I love it.
Well,
yeah.
We'll be out.
Meanwhile, we're in bed by 11 because it's, you know, we're all
yeah. Right.
You know, but
well, we appreciate you guys hosting us and appreciate you getting into the contest for Zachary's mission. We haven't even defined the ultimate prize yet, but it's usually really good. And we have like layers of it. We're adding to it each week.
Yeah, the hint I will give is we were like, can we contact Nemacolin? And then we said, Crystal Vandura from Vandura Kitchens needs to know about this, and she texted me back. So,
wow. So do you know they yeah. do?
You're getting a new kitchen.
Yeah, with and it's dehydrated like the dryer.
Right.
Do they do bathrooms?
They don't. Oh. They do. They
unless
sell
you want
all
a microwave
their
in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. You guys, thank you so much for having us. Yeah, you can do whatever.
Absolutely, do whatever.
Zachary's missions.
Yeah.
See, our family's been intimately touched by this organization because they support all the neonatal ICUs.
And yep.
Our son was born with
primary pulmonary hypertension.
Oh, wow.
And he was on a ventilator for 10 days in the NICU, and there are some days that we're back and forth. My brother's son, Isaac, was born
one day before our son,
and she had a placental eruption.
Oh, wow.
And he had some touch-and-go days. And our heart star is Mason, from State College. He couldn't be here today, unfortunately. He was born with truncus arteriosus, which required him to have surgery a week after he was born.
Oh my God.
Dr. Morrell, Children's Hospital, did a great job. He had another surgery a couple years later, I believe, and just last month had his third surgery. They replaced the conduit. As he grows, they have to replace it all the time. And he was actually chosen to be the American Heart Association ambassador for congenital heart defects.
Oh my
so you'll see him on pictures and
listen,
stuff like that.
It's Pittsburgh, right?
So anyone who wants to donate, I put a link on my Facebook page, but please, it's a great cause. And it's directly affected my family. So
that's pretty awesome.
I appreciate
what you do. It's going to give me goosebumps.
Well, we appreciate you guys. Truly have goosebumps.
Yeah, and you know, you've seen it. You're a healthcare professional, and you've
unfortunately,
seen
I've seen it a little too much.
Well,
no, that means a lot, and we appreciate it. We always say there's so many nonprofits, specifically in Western PA.
Yes.
And, you know, you can only help so many people so often, and Zachary's mission is certainly a good cause.
And our families, we're blessed. I mean, but there truly are a lot of other families, aren't there, that aren't as fortunate as what we are.
Sure, sure.
And can't, they have to be off work, because I understand about being at the hospital whenever your newborn's sick. You don't want to be anywhere else.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Leaving for the day is heartbreaking.
Yeah. That's Patricia and Rob's story. Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Yeah,
yep.
Because they actually had to transfer the baby, and Patricia had to stay where she was because she wasn't healthy. So Rob, she had to be away from the baby, and Rob had to sit with the baby.
They actually let her stay in the hospital an extra day or two.
Yeah.
Because it was still that touch and go. So they said, we're going to keep you admitted. That way, you could stay. You know, I slept down there, and it was interesting. So,
well, thank you.
Thank you, guys. That's pretty
you guys
awesome.
Are wonderful.
Thanks for letting us invade your neighborhood.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank
you know what I was thinking? You know where we should do the next one at?
What? Where?
Condo at Seven Springs. I know some people that could really liven up
a condo
for
at Seven Springs.
Yeah, remember the stat parties?
I would remember that there was one party that had 5,000 Jell-O shots. I'm not kidding.
Where did this go?
I'm not kidding.
I was
we went
there.
From Zachary's mission.
And those Jell-O
John's
shots ended
Jell-O
up smashed onto the wall and laying all over the yard and into the carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was ugly. Yeah. The next day was ugly.
I remember Jim was not too happy.
Right, right. Yeah, so now we'll go to Seven Springs maybe for one on a porch, but we will not take jello shots.
So listen, I think they sort of answered the question of the day. Can we change it, up a little bit?
Yeah, do it.
All right. So we do these tailgates, but since we're doing a porch tour, if you were going to someone else's porch, what would you bring? What's your signature? Like, oh, we got to bring Lynn's
Halushki.
Oh, is that right? Is that what we have here today?
But ask her who taught her how to make the halushki.
Okay. Oh, you Scott?
He was the volunteer fireman.
Okay, what's the key to it?
Lots of butter.
Oh,
lots of pepper.
Okay.
So
really,
it's not healthy, but it's so.
It's not healthy.
Yeah.
It's so good. Is anything that's healthy?
I think judges saw Josh eating it. As a matter of fact, did you have it?
He
gave
up.
A big thumbs up.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
you guys,
that's sweet.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so
welcome.
Much.
Thanks.
We appreciate
thank
it.
You very much.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good luck in the contest.
Listen, we're going from halushki to hot dogs because we have quite the hot dog cart that we're going to chat it up about. So that's what's coming up.
And coming up next, some music from Tim Vitullo.
Come on over, guys.
Well, I've been kicking around for 3 decades or so, searching for the new sound.
Welcome. We're so happy to meet you. Tracy has been talking about you guys, and we hear that this cart is pretty... Listen, John is the new follower. He's trying to find out where you're going to be as far as a pop-up, because this is an actual cart, right? It's not a food truck. It's a cart that you're taking, and what's it called?
Yes, it's called Diddle's Dogs.
Love this. Where did you come up with the concept? Are you hot dog people? Do you just like them?
I retired.
Okay.
And I just needed something to do, and I always wanted to do a hot dog shop.
Okay.
And just...
Who wants the real estate?
Right.
You okay.
Exactly what it is. You can't afford it.
Sure.
So we come up with the idea. We got a deal on a cart last year and started then.
Okay. So tell us, what is the difference for people who truly don't know between gutting a mobile unit and then getting a cart? Is that the expense difference as well from like a food truck to a cart?
Yes.
Okay.
But a cart itself, it's just wide open. So you don't have no walls or nothing. You're just in the air with an umbrella or a tent above you. That's it.
And is it easier to transport versus kind of like, oh, I have a full food truck and I need to kind of schedule to be somewhere? You can kind of pop up, right?
Yes. I just put it on the back of my car and take it to wherever I got to go to.
That's awesome.
So what is the impetus for this thing? You know, you...
He's retired and he wants to have a hot dog.
You just... Yeah, that's it. Yeah, is that it? I mean, is it that simple?
Yes.
Because it's funny because I do think of like my retirement job is a hot dog cart or something. Like it just seems like it'd be fun
to just
kind of do that. Right. Problem is I'd probably eat my profits, but that's it. I mean,
that's all it was. I was retired, bored, something to do and go out during the spring, summer and...
It's a nice way to meet new people, and John's very talkative. He's friendly. You get to interact with a lot of different folks, meet different people of all walks of life. So meeting and being on the north side and going to different locations is really nice because we go to East Street Bear, which is typically on the north side, right by the intersection of East Ohio Street and East Street, not far from there. And then we go to Lestowak's Auto Mechanic Shop in Troy Hill.
That's what he saw. Okay.
And that's where we're from. We're from Troy Hill.
Okay.
So we typically go up there because it's nice. We're in the area. A lot of our folks are elderly. They can't get off of the hill. They don't drive. So it's a nice way to see our neighbors. They come and have lunch with us.
Were you fans of hot dogs or did you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Tolas.
Is that right?
Tolas hot dogs in general.
Oh, Tolas. Was that? That's
oh
it.
My God.
Yeah. I'm from the north side also.
Times
we're in our own little
chocolate
shake.
That is
so
a times 10.
Yeah.
Tolas hot dogs and a chocolate shake.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
There you
strawberries.
Go.
Oh, my God. Strawberries.
Oh, okay. That's so funny. So the super cool. I'm just so intrigued. Now, who comes up with the idea? Do you go, Tammy? This idea, like, and she looks at you like you have two heads. Does Tammy go, hey, let's what happens?
No,
what's
I just
revelation?
Pretty much said I was just going to start.
And Tammy, what's your reaction? You're like,
I'm still working. So when he came up with the idea, I was like, hey, go for it, let's go. So we kind of like shopped around, we found the perfect cart, started all of the business last year, getting everything in line. And this is actually our first year, so
And it went well?
It's so far so good. We have about 700 followers on Facebook. We got lots of people asking us about private events. John will go to birthday parties, graduation. So it's kind of pretty nice.
Oh, here he goes.
Hello?
What is on the cart? Like, so what is the process?
Just hot dogs with kielbasa are the foods. And then I have, of course, your ketchup, mustard, onion, pickle, relish, sauerkraut, chili and cheese, and jalapeno
Pepper. So simplify, right?
Yes.
It's a simple process. Yep. Come get your hot dog. I love that you come in, Tammy, and he's like, I just love it. And you're like, let me take this over for a quick second. It is about the camaraderie also, because the more people learn about it, the more they want to come. Like you said, I could see in the middle of the summer wanting to be in like West Park.
Right.
Take your hot dog. Like kind of back to the olden days where this was kind of the fun lunch, right?
And we're fun and affordable. So like when you go out to lunch, you think, lunch can be very expensive. We're not expensive. We come from a neighborhood that doesn't have a lot of money.
Yep.
So we try to make it affordable and friendly for everybody.
So it's almost like a community thing more than it is a food thing, right?
Absolutely.
It's become that hub.
Absolutely.
Sort of like the Gus and Yaya's of West Park, right?
Right. Correct.
You want to be that, right?
Absolutely.
Because everybody just kind of gathers.
Yes.
And are there chips, pretzels, and sides?
Drinks.
What do we do there? Drinks.
Yeah,
okay.
We just do basic the hot dogs, kielbasa, and drinks just enough to everybody socialize and have lunch with us, and nice way to meet new folks.
How many hot dogs do we go through in a week? Well, I mean, you're just starting, so.
Probably close to 200 or more a week.
Okay.
All right. That's
just
great.
Yeah.
That's good. What's your day like now that you're kind of done? The retirement mode? Is it like, I'm going to get in my car? Do you have specific hours?
Whenever I feel like
it. When you feel like it. I love it.
Whenever I feel like it.
Tammy, don't swing at him.
She's like, I kind of hate him, but I'm going for it, you know?
Yeah, I'll go if I want to go whatever day it is. I'll go out tomorrow. We'll post it the night before to go out the day before. And we'll say 11:30 to 3 o'clock.
Right. Okay. So you call the hours.
Right.
What about the pop-up locations? Any reason for the two that you chose, and where else are you looking to go?
So East Street Bear is a friend of ours. The owner is a friend of ours, and that's where we started. So we started popping up there, and then this year, the guy that owns Les Walks, I invited John to come up there, and which we thought was a great idea. So those are usually our pop-ups, like typically, but if we're invited to someone else's private locations, we'll pop up there as well.
Okay.
Right. John has a birthday party coming. Valentina turns 2 in September, and I think it's at my parents' yard.
So. Are you particular on buns at all? Like, you know, just
no.
Yeah, no, okay, all right.
I'm
so into the science of the hot dog cart, to be honest with you, because maybe I'll buy you out when you're done with your double retirement.
You got to try it,
Josh. I need a partner.
I definitely wanted to, because listen, I loved Tool.
He's leaving.
I was there probably once a week. Okay. In my past.
I'm going to say that's it.
So,
I love it. Wow. You guys, where can everybody find out more information about you?
Follow us on Facebook at Doodles Dogs.
Easy enough. I love the simplification of it all and just going back to what it was, right?
They're from Troy Hill. If you go up to the Artifacts Church, right, up there in Troy Hill.
St. Anthony's.
Grab a hot dog while you're up there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right?
We won't give your address so that they're not like, you might be sleeping.
Yeah.
You don't want people buying your hot dogs.
They'll be hungry like, where's John today? I need a fix.
I hear it every day. Somebody call. I need Doodles Dogs.
There you go. That's awesome.
Go have one.
Why the name?
That is my mother's name.
What?
She passed away, so I just went with Doodles and put the dogs behind it.
You wait until the end to hit us with a crying?
Well, thank God I asked that question, because John's like, what kind of bun are you eating at? No, just kidding. You guys, thank you so much. The question of the day, I think I know the answer, but what are you known to bring if you are hosting something or if you are attending someone else's porch party?
Pretty much hot dogs.
Hot
chili.
Fancy that. Chili.
I think you guys should, our podcast people network, and I think you should network with Lynn to take your Hrlichky to your
there
hot
you
dog
go.
Cart.
John's right. Like, no Lynn's chips like for a side. There you go. You guys, thank you so
thank
much.
You
for
so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, you're
have a
the
great
best.
Day.
Make
music
sure
from
you're
Tim Vitullo next.
Tim Vitullo. And up next, Josh Axelrod, who apparently is becoming the next, I'm Yah, and he'll be Jagoff, because John is leaving to pursue his career in a
the Jagoff hot dog cart. Subsidiary of Doodles.
My left arm tanning out the driver's window. We'll send my body sailing down the river.
So Josh Axelrod is here. Josh, we haven't seen you forever, and the night before this podcast occurs, we see you walking into Papa J's as we're walking out, and then we see you in
the driveway.
Do you love
it there?
That was my first time there.
Did you love it?
Yeah, no, I mean, the food's incredible. I was just picking up food for my wife, and I run into Rachel first, and then I run into John and his entire family on the way out. So I feel like I got to know you both really well
last
night.
You really did,
I met Rachel's son and
my
literally
oldest son?
every single person.
You met my granddaughter, right.
I just want to shout out the cucumber... Hello, friend.
Hey.
Our music from Dog Name.
Yeah,
dog is fun.
I just wanted to shout out the cucumber cream gelato at Papa J's.
Oh, did you try it? Yeah.
It's amazing.
Sweet and cucumber don't feel like they would go well together, but I kind of was in love.
Couldn't believe it.
You know what? And that is something that Papa J's is going to serve at Picklesburg in the next couple of weeks. And Rachel and I have had a chance to try it, but it tastes like you're biting into cucumber water. It's so refreshing, but it's...
Oh, yeah.
There's substance.
Well, it's like a mojito, but gelato.
Yes. That's a good point.
Yeah, it's great.
They've been really working on the science of it and kind of seeing what goes with what. So I'm anxious to fast forward to Picklesburg.
Can I just say something really quickly?
You can say anything.
Sure.
I like this new tradition we're building where you bring on these people with these really impressive jobs and heartfelt stories. And then you have me follow them my entertainment BS.
Josh, no. Listen, you know that I stroke your ego because I am no snob, but I am really particular about what I read, and you know you're my favorite writer. You know what I told Sean Collier? You're one of my favorite writers. Because Sean's up there, but you're my favorite.
Oh, so you're lying to one of us.
No. That's why I called out Sean Collier. Loves it.
Now, what's funny is that when we were...
Sean's the man for the rest.
Before
awesome.
We hit
Sean.
The record button, we said who you... Rachel announced who you were. And a couple of people, like, when they said, oh, you interviewed Jeff Goldblum, they're like, oh...
Twice.
Yeah.
That's
but who's counting?
That's what Rachel didn't say.
But those aren't the stories. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love hearing some people who you've interviewed. It's great. And I love that Pittsburgh's known for this. But your stories that are like the off-the-wall things are what I really dig. Or I always say this to you. I'm watching Yellow Jackets because of you. Season 2 is killing me. I won't watch it by my... I'm a little bit afraid.
Yet?
No, I'm afraid. My husband was away in the Czech Republic. So when he's back now and we need to binge the rest of them. Don't tell me.
I'll just say that it went a little off the rails.
Yeah, but did you like it?
I am mostly positive about it. I have things it needs to do better next season, but also who knows when the next season
is
going to be given everything going on in Hollywood at the moment.
Yes,
but so I'm willing to give season 2 a little more time to breathe.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'll like it more when I reflect on it. But
yes.
You got to tell me what you think of the ending, because they made a bold choice that I don't necessarily love, but I could be...
You saw it.
Monica,
can I deal? Am I going to be okay?
You'll be okay. I could be persuaded to like that choice come season 3, but I need to actually see what they do next to really evaluate it.
It's definitely going odd, but I will say this. I know nothing about film, but they do that behind the scenes at the end, and it's incredible to see like how... Like when they did the scene with the baby, I'm like... Oh my god!
Yeah, a lot of shows do that now, and it's really helpful. HBO does it for almost all of its shows.
Okay,
it's really interesting to, like, with the final season of Barry, it was really interesting to just hear Bill Hader talking about why he put all of his characters through all the trials
stuff
that they did.
Yes, I gotcha. Yeah. Okay, you have a really good question that I want to know about.
Which one is it?
The BET one.
Oh yeah, so there's a BET series, yeah? And it's somehow related to Pittsburgh. Well, it's based in Pittsburgh, but... And I saw something about in one of your articles that it's related to Billy Gardell, but how is Pittsburgh... So Pittsburgh's the backdrop for... It's called The Average Joe.
Yes.
So tell me about that. How does Pittsburgh get into that?
Okay, so this show is wild.
Okay.
It was not on my radar until right before it was going to come out, and it was only because a very enterprising PR person was like, who I'd worked with before, was like, I have this other client on this other show that's Pittsburgh related. And I was like, how have I never heard of this?
Yeah.
And I looked into it, and I will be perfectly candid, I didn't know BET had a streaming service, so I learned a bunch of things all at once.
Same, yeah.
But okay, from my understanding is the basic premise of... Okay, so the premise of the show is that this guy from Pittsburgh, his father dies, and then he finds out that his father had gotten on the wrong side of the Russian mob, and it becomes a wild goose chase for this money that could be somewhere. It's a little bit treasure hunter, a little bit just average people in wild circumstances way over their heads. The basic gist that... And again, I didn't talk... So I talked to the show's director, one of the show's directors and executive producers. I talked to its star, Dion Cole, who's a relatively well-known comedian. And then I talked to Catherine Barnes, who was the original impetus for getting me involved in this. My understanding is that the creator of the show is a guy named Rob Cullen. And he apparently had a very... not quite as wild of an experience as this show, but apparently when his father died, he also learned that his dad was into some shady stuff.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so it was sort of similar.
Sort of similar.
Yeah.
And this guy also is Billy Gardell's best friend, apparently. And so the show was originally conceived, I want to say for Showtime, as a vehicle for Billy Gardell, which is why I guess Pittsburgh came into the picture.
Got it. Okay.
I don't know when it got retrofitted for a black family.
Yeah.
Okay. But
it did, and as Eric Dean Seton, the director and executive producer, told me, it kind of fit. It still fit perfectly.
Yeah. Like,
and then, yeah, it's set in Pittsburgh. The whole thing's filmed in Atlanta, but there are a couple of shots of the Pittsburgh skyline that will make you believe otherwise. They were okay. They were digitally inserted, but... And then there's some Pittsburgh-y stuff in it, like the guy's daughter is a rising freshman at CMU.
That's cool.
There's a subplot about Steelers season tickets. You can tell that
people throw Steelers in just to...
Yeah. My only complaint is at one point somebody pronounced Carnegie Mellon the New York way. So you know that they didn't have a Pittsburgh consultant on set, clearly.
Okay. Yes.
But I also know that Eric, the guy I talked to, he talked to some other Pittsburghers he knew in the Hollywood about this. Suhada Day, who from Insecure, who also made a movie around here called the Spelling Bee movie, whose name is escaping me. I'm so sorry, Suhada.
No, I know I know exactly who it is.
But yeah, so he consulted with some Pittsburghers.
Because you wrote about that, right?
I did.
Okay.
Of course I did.
Of course you did.
but yeah, no. Aquila and the Beat?
No, not Aquila and the Beat.
Okay. No. Look at Monica. She is like all over this.
She is the movie.
Definition, please.
Yeah.
Definition, please. That's what it was called. What it was called.
You win another plate of halushki.
But no, Average Joe is cool. It's, I think, 3 episodes in so far. I think it's going to be an 8 episode first season. Episodes every Thursday on BET Plus.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like super Pittsburgh-y, but it's also just fun. It's a great summer show.
It's
really nice escapism, and I think there are some very interesting performances, and yeah, I'd recommend it.
That is Pittsburgh-y, John has, he wants an update on the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood
Saw that Lego. They made the cut, kind of, right?
Yeah, so I've now written 2 stories about this.
Yeah.
And I finally got a comment from Lego about it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
Nice.
So basically, this guy from New Jersey, his name's Matt Smith. He's just a very nice nerd.
Is that his hotel name or is that his real name?
I was just going to say.
That's his real name.
Can you pronounce that okay?
That's his real name.
Mr. Mrs. Smith.
Hotel name.
He just wanted to bond with his son over 2 things he loved, Legos and Mr. Rogers. He was a Mr. Rogers. He grew up, I want to say Tennessee, so somewhere in that neck of the woods, but he was still a Mr. Rogers kid. And so he wanted to share that with his son. And so they started building this Mr. Rogers Lego prototype. But eventually he got so into it that he was like, I'm going to see if other people would be into it. And so what he did was he submitted his prototype to Lego Ideas, which is this initiative that Lego has where anybody can submit their homemade Lego sets. And if it gets the requisite number of votes and a couple other things happen, Lego might decide to build it and mass produce it. And so this guy put his Lego Mr. Rogers set on the site. It like very quickly started taking off. I want to say 2 weeks ago on Friday, it hit the 10,000 votes it needed to go to the review phase, which
that is so cool.
Yeah, which means so every set that hit 10,000 votes between the beginning of May and September 1st, I want to say, they all get like thrown into this pot and Lego evaluates them. And then early next year, everyone will find out whether they're moving forward or not.
Okay.
A lot of factors.
That is so cool.
Yeah, there are a lot of factors that go into it, but Matt is over the moon. He just started this
Matt
as a way
Smith.
To like.
Yeah, love that.
Yes.
He started this as a way to bond with his kid, and then now like.
Look at that.
I think the thing that like gets him the most is that the Pittsburgh media just pounced on this.
Yeah.
I don't know that these Lego ideas generally get the amount of attention they get, but you know.
Pittsburghers.
That's what happens if you do a Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
The Mr. Rogers brand is strong.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah. But yeah, I've now written 2 stories about it. I think I get to stand down now until I find out what's actually going to happen with it.
Yeah.
I think right now its stiffest competition is a Muppets set that also got 10,000 votes and I think got it like in a fraction of the time his did, which isn't this. He got his in 38 days, I think, which is nothing to sneeze at, but like,
wow,
the Muppets versus Mr. Rogers is a cage fight.
That is it really is.
We will take the Muppets out.
Just don't throw a Fraggle Rock in.
Listen,
and then
we'll
we're
get
all
rough.
Like, what
we'll
the
break some
do?
Chairs.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
What else are you working on?
Oh boy, what
anything
am I?
Anything you want to chat about?
What
anything?
Am I not working on?
Right.
Well, are you into this new Thread thing?
I am officially on Threads as of a couple days ago.
What do you think?
Because you're a big, big Twitter guy.
I am. I think Threads so far is basically Twitter without the breaking news value, but just kind of a way to hang with your Instagram buddies in a more direct way. Like, I think once more like news makers actually end up on Twitter, I could easily see it just being easier to use and less problematic. than Twitter has become, and I could see it taking over. I mean, I'm a little hesitant to let Mark Zuckerberg have a third successful social media site.
Right.
Yeah. But I got to say, it's clean.
It is clean.
I don't really understand how it works yet, if I'm being honest. I'm still playing with it. I've been on it for like 2 days, but I'm going to start experimenting more with it and seeing if it actually helps people connect with my stories more. And the worst case scenario is people just don't use it. And the best case scenario is it legitimately usurps Twitter, which it probably already has in terms of like lovability. I don't know about like functionality yet, but it's on the right track.
Yeah.
Again, curse you, Mark Zuckerberg.
But. Right. Because listen, here's my Jagoff blog post. A heads up is that we just talked about Mark Zuckerberg being a billionaire from this. I'm a capitalist. I love all that. But being a billionaire, can you not pay 20,000 or 40,000 people to just answer a god darn phone call when I need help with my Facebook?
Well, I mean,
like, come on. Well,
here we go.
I think the funniest part of all this is that it seems like a lot of people that Elon fired at Twitter kind of went over and helped build Threads.
But they said no. Do you believe that?
No.
Yeah, I don't believe
it. I have no inside information. I just
don't
believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
and I think it's funny that you, I don't know. There's definitely some Schadenfreude involved there, but I don't know. Twitter at the moment for a journalist, I think, is still more useful just because people will break
headlining
news there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And eventually that will probably start happening on Threads and we'll all have to get used to it. But right now, I mean, Twitter is still Twitter, but it's slowly becoming less useful by the day.
Got it. So. Gotcha.
I still love it. Yeah.
Yeah, John loves it.
I still love it.
Yeah, I can't say I don't still love it too.
Yeah.
So. Tell us what you're working on.
Let's see.
Other than dogs and...
I mean, there are some fun things and some not terribly fun things.
Okay.
I mean... I'm in a little bit of a dry period at the moment. I mean, I have a review of Mission Impossible 7 coming out. I saw it the other day. I've got some goodness stories, which aren't quite my beat, but are still just these like lovely little nuggets that I get to do sometimes that are coming out. But the main thing on my radar right now is figuring out what's going on with the state budget and how that affects the film tax credits.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, right.
Because... right now, our local production community is waiting to figure out when they will get jobs next. Yeah. And that's tied to both whether the film tax credit gets expanded or not and what's going on with the writer's strike.
Yeah.
Yes. Crazy,
and
right?
It's extremely crazy. And I've been just kind of waiting to see if anything breaks, but it doesn't look like anything's breaking anytime
soon. Is that right? I was going to say, sort of like, we want to give us a scoop here, but the writer's strike, it just doesn't seem like it's going anywhere at this point.
No, I saw something as of, I think, a night or two ago that was like zero progress has been made, and it's all about this AI issue, which is a very legitimate thing that I don't blame any creative for wanting to have protections against as it that technology advances, because right now it doesn't really... Right now, we're just on the precipice of what it can do. I just saw an article this morning about how Gizmodo tried to do an AI article that became an albatross immediately because it got so much stuff wrong and it made all its writers sad. But in terms of Hollywood, the writers are just trying to be like, yo, you can't have a computer write our scripts. And now you have SAG-AFTRA also in negotiations being like, you can't digitally replace our faces. And it sounds like they could go on strike as early as, I think July 12th is when their negotiations are over.
Wow.
So that may strengthen the overall strike position. But locally, all that means is there are some things that I am semi-aware that were supposed to come here this summer and still could. But the longer this drags on, the less likely that stuff happens. And that leaves our local production folks kind of in the lurch. So,
can anything be produced that doesn't use a writer? I mean... I guess like this, we don't have writers. I mean, but is there anything that a reality show? They all have writers.
Rachel wants to push back at the idea that you guys don't write.
Do you see this? I don't.
Well, I mean, it's all union based at this point. Like, I mean, you can definitely have non-union work.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
So that's another conversation altogether.
We're not having it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Well, but this is why, like. This is why, like, Broadway hasn't shut down because, I think they're different unions and their writer. I'm sure there's some crossover between the Hollywood writers and their writers, but they seem to just still be doing their thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think that's crossing a picket line or anything.
Right. Yeah.
But, I mean, there's lots of independent work that happens that's non-union. And I mean, that's it's interesting to see, like, because, you know, I also cover an independent film community that kind of produces their own stuff, and it'll be interesting to see if they start putting out more work than Hollywood in the next couple months, because they just have more leeway to do so.
Right.
So yeah, basically, I'm just waiting to see how this is affecting us locally and how long it'll be affecting us. I mean, I just went out to West Mifflin to do that story on David Haddad's new soundstage that he finished out there. It's kind of buried in this little trailer park, but it makes more sense because all the trailers are his. They all have the Haddad's, they all have the Haddad's logos on it, and it's kind of startling that so many are there because that means they're not in use. But the soundstage is beautiful. It's a little bit smaller than, like, say, 31st Street Studios, but it's state of the art, and it's gonna be nice for that community. But right now, there's nothing to go in.
Opening a restaurant right before COVID. It's just bad timing.
I mean, you're not wrong. That's not a terrible analogy.
Yeah,
like
negativity talk with John Chamberlain. Yeah.
And with Josh Axelrod, like
I wish
the stories this summer were all of this work is still coming in, and
it's the reality. Yeah,
I mean, on a more positive note, there is stuff that was filmed around here that's done, that's coming out in the near future that I've got my eye on. I'm waiting to be able to talk to the folks with Justified City Primeval, because they did a little filming around here last summer for an upcoming episode. I think that premieres mid July, and I don't know when the Pittsburgh stuff shows up, but I'm waiting for them to give me more info on that. We've got Drive Away Dolls, which is Ethan Coen's movie.
Yep.
That's the first trailer for that came out a few weeks ago. It looks like a Coen Brothers movie. And that one's coming out in late September, I want to say. Might start playing the festival circuit. I will be going as hard as I can on that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Still waiting to hear what's up with American Rust Season 2, because that completed filming right before the strike started. So I don't know what that does to post production.
Gotcha.
The goal was for it to hit Amazon Freebie sometime this fall. So I'm keeping up with that. And then Netflix, they made Rustin and The Deliverance, two movies. They stopped the Pittsburgh production on both of those, I want to say, a year and a half ago, like maybe 2 years. And they've just been Netflix has just been holding them, and I'm just waiting to... Rustin's supposed to come out this year.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything about The Deliverance, so I know some reshoots happened in the pre-strike days for the Deliverance.
Okay.
So yeah, that's five things that were filmed around here that at least two of them are coming out in the near future, and the other three... most likely before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And then we just have to wait to see what else ends up coming here and what's able to come here given the Hollywood landscape.
There you go.
Josh, have we invited you to a warmer podcast? No, the one on the river was really hot.
Oh, it was sweaty.
Remember that one?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
That was two years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Where does everybody follow you?
That might have been before I got engaged. That's,
yes.
Yeah, that's how long ago that was.
Yeah.
But it was so hot it burned off our phone. Our phone died. Yeah.
Wow.
So, thanks. Yeah.
Where can we find out more info for people who don't follow you? I don't know who doesn't.
You can find me on Twitter at Jaxelberg with an H. You can find me on Instagram and now on Threads at jaxel22. And you can find my work at post-gazette.com.
Nice.
We love it. Josh, if you were headed to a porch party or you were hosting a porch party, what is your go-to? It's kind of like your tailgate, like Josh is known for.
Known for going to the store and grabbing something. My go-to, if at all possible in those situations, is a Giant Eagle cookie cake.
Oh, yeah. My kids would love that.
Okay.
Rome's favorite.
No one has ever been upset when I show up with one of those guys.
Do you get it written on, like, happy summer or no, plain?
I'm usually buying them on my way to said event, so probably not. But if I had the time, that would be great.
Got it. That is
Josh,
so funny. Josh, always a pleasure.
You enjoyed the Hlushky. You get to enjoy some other food over there.
Yeah, thanks for always feeding me wherever we go. The last time you had me at that kitchen.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
that was lovely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We try.
Right.
We try.
Well, we do our best. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Tim Vitullo music. Vitullo. And then Tim Vitullo next.
There's no other way to escape the feeling. The Monongahela Valley will swallow you all.
Tim Vitullo. Well, Tim Vitullo, welcome to an outside podcast with us. Is this your first outside podcast with us?
I think so. Yeah. I think we've kept it indoors.
Yeah.
Which is good.
All right.
I mean, a treat to get out.
Have you had a chance to eat any of the food that Scott and Lynn have provided here today?
I have not yet. I don't want to go viral as the food spitting singer.
Yes. So yeah,
but there's a pan of stromboli that as soon as we're done,
you're hitting it.
I'm hitting a beeline.
Tim, you know, you've always been known. John always refers to you as the Jimmy Neutron. You know, that's when he first met you. Like, seriously, this is his memory.
Yep.
Was my mom's liver event, you know, the ultimate liver. And you were one of the performers he had not heard before.
Yeah.
You blew him away. From there, he's gotten his son to follow you. You know, any opportunity we can have you, obviously, we're in.
Thanks.
But he's always like the Jimmy Neutron guy. And you're changing your style. What's going on?
I'll take it. Yeah. You know, it's, you know, getting a little older, summertime, trying to keep it a little more trim.
Okay.
You know, trying to keep cool.
I got it. It's a great look for you. What have you been up to? Because we've not seen you for probably a year.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
How's the music going?
Been a minute. Things have been going well. A little bit slower as far as performance stuff this year. Just, you know, it's hard juggling schedules all the time. As you guys know, you got an operation. But still getting out. It's funny. We're here. July kind of ended up being our world domination of the South Hills.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that right?
In Bridgeville last night. We're here. I'll be back in like Upper St. Clair in a couple weeks at Recon.
Oh, yeah. Houston. Okay.
So,
awesome.
Yeah,
so nice. Everybody here at the porch, Tim's going to be where next? Wait. Where and when? South Hills.
I think it's Thursday the 20th at Recon Brewing.
Recon Brewing. Well, don't go there. First come to Colin's show and then listen.
We
love you, Tim, but we're pushing this stuff, you know? No. Tim, it's always a pleasure to see you because you really relate well to your crowd. You know, you have a really good opportunity to, like, you know, you're younger, but you know how to reach an audience that's much older. We saw you last, I think, I'm embarrassed to say, the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, yeah, that was the last time we saw you.
It was a great show.
It was a great show. That was really
fun.
But
you really resonate with so many different audiences. Is it from experience? Is it because you're doing like small to large venues? What do you relate that to?
We always joke, I'm 7 going on 70.
Right. Same.
So I'm definitely like, whenever like I take off my rock and roll clothes, like I'm at home and it's pretty quiet.
Yeah.
And like that, but I do have a very youthful kind of childish excitement
for sure
about all of it. So I always try to keep that in mind that, you know, there are people looking for a lot of different experiences whenever they go out to see a band. There's the, hey, I just want to have a cocktail and have some music in the background and maybe see a show and just kind of, you know, be alone with my thoughts for a little bit and enjoy that. Or there are the people who want to get up and dance on tables and really go crazy. So I think whenever I put a set list together, I try to keep all those people in mind and don't let it get too long in the tooth for one person, you know. Hey, they haven't heard something that really turns them on, and I'm really kind of pandering.
Well, and not only that, but you can come as a single, as a duo, as a trio, as a band, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's been a great thing. That was the great silver lining of the pandemic.
Sure.
You know, we had all these capacity requirements on venues, and I love playing with my band. Like, that's the... If I have my druthers, I want to play music with other people.
Yes.
That's the goal always. But yeah, all these venues looked at us and said, hey, if you have 3 band members come, that's 3 patrons I can't bring into my venue, and I'm really hurting. So, it really got limited to it. So really it was a nice challenge, and I got out and, you know, started doing some different stuff as a solo act that is really fun. And what I like last night we played as the band, and you're kind of seeing me do the acoustic. I'll bring now for the solo act the electric guitar, so you still get all the
fireworks.
And I've been doing more like looping, so you like kind of record phrases underneath what you're doing, and it kind of...
It does
whenever
add.
I get out of control, I kind of create this symphony of guitars while I'm playing.
I love it.
And I think it's been a really cool thing that's really different from the band. So what's helped is I can put a lot more shows in closer proximity, and people who really like that show can come to that one, and people who really want to see the band kind of dig in and get really loud come to that one, and it doesn't cannibalize your audience as
much. Sure. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Give people a bunch of different looks.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah. Most recent song you wrote?
Oh, man. Most recent song I wrote.
Here's a little song I wrote.
You know what I've been getting into a whole bunch? This year, I've been getting back into jazz, and I did a jazz record in college, So I've been working on some different instrumental things that we may sneak out into some shows.
Okay.
Just like a fun project. I don't know if it'll ever materialize into like an official album or, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily the new direction per se, but I've been coming up with some of that stuff and it's been really fun and rewarding. Nice.
Well, we appreciate you always hanging out with
us here.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, where can they find you, follow you, all that good stuff, and we get to hear another song?
Yeah, yeah.
Harold and Harriet, they live under a rock, literally, so they may not have heard of you.
Yeah, so again, you can find me online at timvitullo.com. That's V as in Victor, I, T as in Tom, U, L, L, O, and at Tim Vitullo on social media.
It's easy enough, right?
Yeah, yeah, just search it. You can Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Ask Siri, Ask Alexa, play Tim Vitullo, and
I love that.
They'll cue it up for you.
Love it. Ask John. John plays Tim Vitullo constantly.
I do.
Anytime we have a podcast that's like a last minute thing or a, John's like, is Tim Vitullo available?
Oh,
like, seriously, it is truly what you are, one of the musicians who he has really taken a liking.
Well, thank you.
I feel like I've known you, so that's why I, you know.
Yeah, no, it's always a treat. It's always something really different that we normally get to do.
Yeah.
And it's nice to
catch up a little.
Yeah.
We love it. And you work for People's Gas, yes?
I do,
So there you go.
How about that?
Yeah, so gotta rep People's.
Who didn't want to throw out the whole fact that it is the People's Gas Porch Tour, right, John? Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Exactly right.
Just say our thank you.
Brand.
Can we steal that microphone for 1 second?
Yeah,
so
here.
We can,
we're all tied up in our sign.
Okay.
Okay. Tracy to the rescue.
That's right. We'll do it in these.
She's always to the rescue.
Oh, you want to do it in that?
There you go.
Okay. All right, cool. People's Gas here. Rach, do this real quick. Rach.
Oh, sorry.
That's right.
Do all we know that he's yelling? Does everybody hear him yelling at me?
All
go,
right,
John, go. Did you know?
Did you know the Pennsylvania law requires you to call 811 at least 3 business days before you dig? Tim knew that. That's not just for contractors and big projects. It's even for homeowners working on simple projects.
Like a mailbox or expanding your garden, you also need to call 811 before you dig. Tim, give us a little while you finish it out. It's free for you as a homeowner or a renter, and it's the law at peoples-gas.com.
Nice. All right, here we go with another song. Give us a little music bed, I guess, as Rachel reads our credits, right? Here, I'll take this one.
All right, so thank you so much to our homeowners, Scott and Lynn. We had an amazing time on his Facebook page. You can actually go to donate for Zachary's Mission. Zachary's Mission is an amazing opportunity to help a really good cause. Also, thank you so much to Josh Axelrod for coming out here and being the amazing writer that he is. Thank you so much to Doodle Dogs. Follow them. They're a new place that you can go get a hot dog out of a cart. Doesn't get any better than that in the Old North Side, where we're from. And thanks to one of our favorite musicians, Tim Vitullo, for coming with us. And obviously, thanks to People's Gas for sponsoring and to Rorick Honda. Get the best experience of customer service and maintenance of your Rorick Advantage at the Service Center on West Liberty Avenue. Visit RorickHonda.com for all of your vehicle needs and check out our blog posts. Have a great weekend, you guys.
Denial feels like a warm shower. Wash away your dirt for a couple of hours. Like the sunrise on the 885. Remind you how it feels to be alive. Tell it to me. Brother told you that life would be pretty, surrounded by lights in the big city. Did you know that he was leading you on? There's no money left and your friends are all gone. Brother, tell it to me. Well, can anybody tell that the words are all wrong? Man was only trying to sell. Well, can anybody tell that the sides are out of focus? And now you got a name for that. Charlie got lost just the other night. Old dog's been swimming in brown water just so he can hide. Running around like there's nowhere to go. You're gonna drown yourself before your window can close. Well, 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 can anybody tell that the words are all wrong? The man was only trying to sell. Well, 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 can anybody tell that the sides are out of focus? And now you got a name for that. Never wanted all that much, just enough will always do. All the colors lack thereof are finally showing through. Well, 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 can anybody tell that the words are all wrong? Man was only trying to sell. Well, 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 can anybody tell that the sights are out of focus? And now you got a name for that. Help. It's black and white, wonderful. It's so funny.
Like, I'm good at cutting and chipping. That's about it.
Oh, Charlie, it's black and white, wonderful. Oh, Charlie, it's black and white, wonderful.
That's it, gang. Zachary's mission.